I don't know if you realize the title of the documentary is The $6 Billion Man. That is after the main hypothesis about why they, Ecuador and Lenin Moreno, changed, gave up Julian Assange to the, well, to the British authorities. And that this hypothesis is because he was negotiating a loan with the IMF, International Monetary Fund, of $6 billion. So the agreement was to give Julian Assange to the British authorities and to receive the loan, and in effect they received the loan.
An unusual guest at the Cannes Film Festival, Julian Assange. He is in Cannes to accompany a new documentary about him, $6 Billion Man. The film traces the life of the renowned Australian activist whose extradition from Britain was sought by the US government. Assange spent 2 years under probation, 5 behind bars, and another 7 years confined, of course, in the Ecuadorian embassy in London before being released in June 2024. Well, joining us now live from Cannes, the former President of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, under whose power Assange was given protection in the Ecuadorian embassy, and the filmmaker as well, Eugene Yuretsky as well. Thanks very much to both of you for being with us. Let me start with you, Eugene Yuretsky. Tell us about the film, first of all, and what you hope to achieve with it.
Sure. Well, the movie is a movie about Julian Assange, of course, but it's also more broadly about the state of the world right now and the extremely important situation we find ourselves in of needing access to truth, access to real information about our world, which is, after all, what Julian Assange and WikiLeaks were doing when they felt they were being politically persecuted by the United States. And a bounty was put on their head, ultimately, of about $6 billion from the U.S. government. And it was in the face of that that President Correa gave Julian Assange asylum inside the Ecuadorian embassy, which was a vital step, I believe, in the protection of press freedom.
And why do you think it was important, and how difficult has it been to make? I mean, obviously, from U.S. point of view, he was a criminal who exposed state secrets and put U.S. lives at risk.
Sure. Well, after 15 years, the U.S. has given up their case. They exonerated Julian Assange. 18 of the counts that they had placed against him, they would have led to about 175 years in prison for Mr. Assange. Now the U.S. has dropped 17 of the 18 counts, and the only saying they were all nonsense, and the only count that's left over that they accused Julian Assange of was he's guilty of what? Journalism, being a journalist. He had to literally plead guilty to having worked within the First Amendment to provide the public with information the public vitally needed to know about U.S. war crimes. And so at the end of the day, this is a huge embarrassment for the United States, a small victory for Mr. Assange, if you can say that after giving 15 years of his life to one form of a detention or another, there can be any victory. But it's an enormous victory for those of us who care about truth, justice, press freedom, and that the United States conduct herself in a more correct way in the family of nations.
Well, standing next to you is the former president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa. Of course, under your power, Assange was given that protection, if you like, inside the Ecuadorian embassy. Why did you decide that that was appropriate at the time?
Thank you very much. We studied the Assange case during 2 months, and we realized that he didn't have any chance to have a due process for reason, according to our constitution, according to the international law. We decided to grant political asylum to Julian Assange.
And do you still feel that was the right decision?
Of course. Of course.
Since you...
Absolutely.
Since the new president came to power, of course, Julian Assange is no longer in the embassy. There have been a lot of stories about the way he treated staff there and the way he went about his life there. Did those stories surprise you, or were you aware of them at the time?
Well, the new president betrayed us. He was my vice president. He won the election with my party, but immediately he betrayed. Anyway, I don't know if you realize the title of the documentary is The $6 Billion Man. That is after the main hypothesis about why Ecuador and Lenin Moreno changed gave up Julian Assange to the, well, to the British authorities, and that this hypothesis is because he was negotiating a loan with the IMF, International Monetary Fund, of $6 billion. So the agreement was to give Julian Assange to the British authorities and to receive the loan, and in effect they received the loan.
And you still feel that it was the right decision to keep him within the embassy, bearing in mind now those stories that have emerged about the way he conducted himself there?
Well, there are a lot of reputational assassination, you know. There was a lot of slander, libels, so you have to look for the truth. And the documentary helped all of us in order to understand that.
I've done some investigating into that. Please do.
Sure. You're alluding to stories that I had to investigate looking into the case, and by talking to embassy staff and by investigating what really went on, there is no evidence that Julian Assange mistreated anyone inside the Ecuadorian embassy. You're citing propaganda, to be honest, from the Ecuadorian government that was paid $6 billion to treat him badly. So I think the shoe is really on the other foot. $6 billion was a loan given to Ecuador, the successor of President Correa, Lenin Moreno, who made a special deal with the United States, and that deal had as a absolute requirement that Julian Assange be mistreated until he would voluntarily, in quotes, leave the embassy himself. So the mistreatment was coming from the other direction, and I think we looked and looked and tried to figure out what bad thing had Julian Assange done in the embassy, and frankly, embassy staff confided to us that that had not occurred, that it had been a situation of enormous oppression of Mr. Assange's human rights inside the embassy. As you may know, the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, Niels Meltzer, an extraordinary public servant, dug into this case grudgingly because he was asked by people to look into whether Julian Assange was being tortured in the Ecuadorian embassy, and it is the position of the United Nations that Julian Assange was tortured by the Ecuadorians after President Correa in the embassy. So again, I think it's very dangerous for us to cite the propaganda and actually to overlook what the UN has already established, which is that Julian Assange was the victim of torture inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
And Rafael Correa, what was it like being part of the film and wanting to take part in the film as well?
Could you say again, please?
Why did you want to take part in the film, and what was it like taking part in the film?
Well, I didn't look to be part of the film. They looked for me.
They
wanted to have an interview, so it was my pleasure to tell the truth.
And your hopes for the film?
Contribute to history.
Yeah. Well, good luck with the film.
Sorry?
I hope it goes well. Thank you very much for joining us on the program there. That was the President of Ecuador, former President of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, and also the filmmaker.